Welcome to a new episode of Delta Flodge Outdoors, brought to you by Julius Craig. So, it's been a few weeks since we talked about mock scrapes and scrapes, so this will be episode number 3 of it. Like I said, don't know how many I'll do. This is just kind of going into now, you know, like once season has started and everything, and like it kind of varies for everybody, but let's just say that last week and a half, 2 weeks of October leading into November, that's the time that, especially if you can, you know, they're going to start working scrapes pretty much every area. They're going to be working regular scrapes then, checking for signs for fresh does and everything. So your mock scrapes are going to, if you've got those in the right spot, they're going to be hitting them. They're going to be hitting their regular scrapes. So if you have your mock scrape set up between some of his scrapes in an area where you can try to hunt, that's what you're shooting for here if you can't hunt his regular scrapes. So, but I am not a big proponent of hunting scrapes unless it's the, because 95% of the time they hit scrapes at night. So you have to have the right conditions for it. And when I say that, like, you need a good, you need a drastic weather change, you know, cold front coming in, you know, say a 30 degree change or all start raining and, you know, all and rain storm heavy all night, where he's really not going to want to move around. So then you hit him the next morning. You're waiting the next morning. It's that 5% chance that he's in, you know, that, like I said, 95% of the time they hit him at night. Well, if you get the right conditions, you're in that 5%, and he's going to check them bright and early. So if you have it set up right, you're going to be able to figure out, you know, you might, if you know what scrapes he's hitting pretty frequently, whether it's your mock scrape or his regular scrapes, you just have to figure that part of it out. Once you get that part of the equation figured out, and that takes time, you know, like, to figure out. Once you've got it figured out, especially if you can get them to move to your mock scrapes and work those on a frequent thing, which means you're going to use cameras and everything to try and figure out the frequency of when he's working these scrapes. It's like Dan Infault said it best one time, and it's something I heard him say is, you hunt hot sign when hot sign's hot. With that, it's just because there's a scrape there and just because he's working it doesn't mean it's, you know, getting hit heavy. There's a difference, and you'll once you see it, you'll understand it. You know, they're really hammering it, you can tell. So that's what you're going to be looking for, and when you find that, that's when you're like, okay, let's see, does the weather present it, these conditions for me, where it changed from you know, where, say, it rained all night and he didn't get out and move around, or you got that big change in weather condition where the temperature drastically changes. So there's a couple different things, like I said, on those. So if you get those right and you figured out his scrape movements, that's when scrape hunting can be that, you know, ooh and ah that they try to present it to on, you know, the canned hunts, as some guys would call them, where they're, you know, high fence. You know what they're going to be doing, da-da-da. Well, if you can present the opportunity to have the scrapes, you know that they're being freshly worked, and then you look for the right conditions for those fresh, to hunt those freshly worked scrapes. Like I said, you're looking for a change. I know this is a little bit of a repetitive, but that's what I'm wanting to push. Look for your changes. Know that you're changing your weather. Use your forecast to look ahead and everything. And if you're able to, and it's gonna rain, like, everybody's got different opportunities to hunt. The way to hunt scrapes is it has to be when the time's right, because you could hunt them all year, but if the time's not right, you're just pressuring something that's, if he's gonna check it, you're pressured it so much he's not going to. So what you're gonna want to do is look for the weather conditions to be right. When the weather conditions are right, that 5% chance that he's hitting it in daylight is what you're gonna be on, because you've made it where it's higher than that 5% to the, because he 95% of the time they're gonna hit him at night. 5% they hit them in the daylight. Well, if the conditions are right, you've pushed them to that 5%. So now you're hunting that 5%, which, you know, we're going to sound like, what is that, Scott Steiner math, for those of y'all that are fans of wrestling. He did that promo of 50%, of 30%, 80%, and he's got 110%. Well, however it goes. But you've used the weather to optimize that, you've pushed him into a daytime pattern. Well, if you know which scrapes he's hitting more frequently, then you know that he's going to have to hit them in the daytime that morning. So he's going to be on those early. So that's when you go in there, and that's when you set up to hunt a scrape. I do not hunt scrapes, but maybe once, twice a year. And that's if I've made the attempt to understand what they're working. If I haven't put the time in to know that they're working them and doing, then I will not hunt them, because all I'm doing is costing myself an opportunity to possibly kill a deer when he's transitioning from bed to food or whatever, due to the fact that I'm hunting blind if I haven't pushed to know what he's doing. So, like I said, I only hunt scrapes when I have pushed them to that 5% of the time, and when the weather has pushed them to have to work within that 5%. And then I've used my cameras and my understanding of the area and everything to, okay, he's working this scrape. So now I'm going to set up, and I've optimized that 5% into having a way better chance. So that's what I'm pushing on this one. Like, scrapes and mock scrapes are great to get an idea of what you got going on with deer. Then once you can get them patterned to know that, oh, he's hitting this one heavy, you start looking for certain weather events, and that can create what you need to kill a deer over a scrape. So with that, that's pretty much what this episode, it totals everything that I wanted to talk about. I know it was repetitive, but it was important info. Use cameras to utilize your cameras to maximize the understanding of what's going on with the scrapes that you're attempting to hunt. Because without understanding what those scrapes are, if those scrapes are being worked at a frequent basis, you cannot accurately make a hunt to know that and predict that deer is going to be there. So that's what you need to do to have scrape hunting be effective, or to have scrapes to be effective have to be in the right spot. Mock scrapes have to be in the right spot. But once you utilize those and learn how to utilize them, you can make sure they're in the right spot, where then you can utilize them because you've got the deer working them heavy. And when the deer's working them heavy, you utilize the weather to your advantage to hunt it and kill a deer over a scrape. So that's how I utilize scrapes. And I'll be making an effort to actually film hunting some scrapes this year to show what I do and put it out, because that's where we need to go with this. Also, we've recorded here lately with a few other people that we are going to have some guests come on that are, I think, pretty cool to have coming on. So, and if y'all are looking to be a guest on the show, reach out to us. We'd love to have you on. Welcome to comment, tell us anything. Delta Flodge Outdoors Facebook page, TikTok, Instagram, on here, anything. Thanks. Delta Flodge Outdoors, Julius Craig.